Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
Whatever you're facing that's beyond your control, whatever struggle and trial you're bearing up under, God is interested and He is waiting to give you His power and His presence. Power for life. That's the topic on today's edition of Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chapin. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can flat be overwhelming. We all wake up and face circumstances beyond our control and situations beyond our capacity. We turn somewhere for answers, and yet so often we know we're in over our heads. Yet there is a God, a loving Heavenly Father, who longs to give you His power and His presence to make a difference in your life today. He wants to enable you to have the strength you need to live your life for Him today. That's the topic of our series, Power for Life, coming up next with Dr. Paul Chapin. Welcome to this edition of Daily in the Word, the daily radio broadcast of Dr. Paul Chapin, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. You can catch this program every Monday through Friday at this time on this station. If you miss a day or if you live in an area where this program is not broadcast, we encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. On the website, you'll find a way to download today's broadcast as well as other recent broadcasts. You can also subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast via iTunes and take Daily in the Word with you and listen to it on your computer or iPod at your convenience. Perhaps you'd like to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. I do hope you, when you visit the website, you'll consider making an investment into this ministry. You'll find a donate tab when you get to dailyintheword.org. Your gift to this ministry will help us continue teaching and preaching the Word of God. Well, let's begin this series with this sermon, Power for Life. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 9. I'll tell you about a very exciting resource, Pastor Chapel's new book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, right after today's message. But here's today's message, Power for Life with Dr. Chapel.
We are here celebrating the fact that we have a personal Savior present with us. Now, how is He present with us? Let me share two wonderful ways with you today. First of all, the Lord is present with us today through His Word. He has given to us His Word. And we praise Him for the fact that we have His Word to guide and to direct us today. You think about it, if you would. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, He showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs. And when you study the Gospels, you'll find that for 40 days, Jesus Christ made appearances to those in that first century generation, those first century Christians. He showed Himself alive to some 1,500 different people, proving that He was the resurrected Son of God. And every time He came to them, He spoke His Word to them, and He assured them with His Word. In our text this morning, Luke 24, verse 13, the Bible tells us about one of those occasions. It says, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them." Notice, if you would, down at verse 27 of this passage, it says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in the Scriptures the things concerning Himself." What a Bible study. Jesus Christ, Creator God, expounding beginning at Moses and all the prophets, all the things that pertained unto himself. What a tremendous Bible study that was. And Jesus was assuring these disciples from his word. He was discipling them indeed. He was helping them to recognize who he was according to the prophecies of the Old Testament scriptures. But not only did Jesus give his word to those first century disciples, I want you to bear in mind this morning that he has given his word to each and every one of us as well. Notice what the Bible says here in 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Some people say, well, this book is just man's ideas. I beg to differ. This book is not man's ideas. It was not given to us by the will of man, but this book is the infallible, inerrant, eternal Word of God. It is God's presence with us today, and we thank God for the power of His presence. But not only is He present with us through His Word, but He is present with us today through His Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is with us today if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Think about what he said to his apostles as he spoke to them in John 20 and verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." What a wonderful privilege to be the recipients of the Holy Ghost. Now, these disciples received the Holy Ghost just prior to Jesus' ascension up into heaven. And in effect, it was after their faith in Jesus Christ somewhat. But in this dispensation in which we live, in this time period, we receive the Holy Spirit instantly when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. The Bible says we are born again by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 3 and verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. You see, God says that we are born again by His Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God that touches our heart and convicts our heart and shows us our need for the Savior. Look at the verse there in your notes in 1 Corinthians 6:19. What an interesting verse. It says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" You see, my friends, when we receive Christ as our Savior, God's Spirit takes up residence in our life. He is present with us, even this morning. And I say to you, there is power in the presence of God. He is with us today, and the resurrection reminds us that we have a personal relationship with Him. Last June, I had the privilege of standing there at the empty tomb, not far from the Hill of the Skull. You actually can go inside the tomb, and this place that is historically believed to be the tomb of Jesus Christ, at the head of the tomb, there's a little extra portion that is carved out and signifying the fact that someone had been laid there for whom the tomb was not originally built. And as you walk in, you sense within your spirit the tremendous sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we stood in that empty tomb and sang the song we sang just a moment ago, "I Serve a Risen Savior." And we had Easter Sunday right there in a weekday in Jerusalem, celebrating our resurrected Savior. And we celebrate the resurrected Savior from our heart because He lives within us through His Spirit. Now, many people who have religion and many people who have experiences with God, so to speak, do not really understand the nature of salvation through Jesus Christ. They have never personally received Christ as Savior. They do not know that He lives within them. And my friends, today we celebrate the fact that the power and presence of Jesus Christ is something that we can know personally and individually. After we stood in the empty tomb, we stepped aside and we just continued watching. Another group came by. I think they were from maybe Tibet or perhaps from Singapore. And as they came there and stood, I observed some of the folks coming in. They had little pieces of paper in their hands, and they were placing these little pieces of paper in the cracks of the stone. And one lady came up to me there, and And she had a paper in her hand, and she said in broken English, she said, "Where can I put my prayer to Jesus? Where can I put my prayer to Jesus?" Perhaps as she would put a prayer somewhere for other gods, or perhaps as she had had other religious experiences, she wanted to leave a word off for Jesus. I stood there and thought about what to say, and the first thing that came to my mind was simply to say these words, "Ma'am, Jesus is not here, He is risen." We do not bring a prayer in the form of a piece of paper and place it in a church or even at a holy site. We do not place the prayer in the hand of a priest or someone else, hoping that that prayer can get to Jesus. You see, when you are born again the Bible way, He is with you and you can talk to Him anytime, day or night. The power is always on and His presence is always real. Because He is alive, and by His Spirit, He lives within us. Think about it this morning. The pyramids of Egypt are famous because they contain the mummified remains of Egyptian kings. London is renowned at Westminster Abbey because of the famous nobles and notables who have been buried at Westminster Abbey. Mohammed's tomb is noted for the stone coffin and the bones it contains. The Taj Mahal was built by a famous Shah there in India to honor his wife. Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. is a place for the honored resting of those who have served our country with great honor and valor. It is a place where we remember those who have sacrificed. But the Garden Tomb of Jesus Christ is not famous because of what is inside. It is famous because it is empty. It is famous because we serve a risen Savior. And there is power in the presence of a personal risen Savior. And so this morning, power for life can be found in the promises of God. It can be found in the presence of God. And I want you to see with me this morning, finally, it is found in the pardon of God through Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are pardoned because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, think about this pardon. And think about what it means to be born spiritually. I want you, first of all, to think about the revelation of the pardon. The pardon we celebrate today is revealed to us in the Bible. And in Luke 24 and verse 46, we read these words. "And He said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Now notice in verse 47 that phrase, "that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name." You see, in the Bible we see the reason or the revelation regarding our pardon. We see that Jesus came to bring the remission of sins, to give the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus died for our pardon on the old rugged cross. Notice in 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul says it this way, "Moreover, brethren, I declared unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." My friend, please keep in your mind the love of Christ. Keep in your mind that He died according to the Scriptures for you and for me. He entered the darkness and the dark tomb that we might walk in the light. And He drank the cup of woe that we might drink the cup of joy. And He was forsaken of His Father that we might be forgiven of His Father. Jesus did all of this for you and for me. And this provides the pardon that we need for our sin. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and verse 22, "And almost all things by the law are purged with blood, and without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin." Thank God that Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. Thank God He voluntarily laid Himself down and allowed the Roman soldiers to placed the nails in his hands and his feet, and that he shed his blood so that there would be a covering for the sins of every person in America and Africa and England and in the Philippines and in China, wherever, whenever anybody calls on the name of the Lord and says, Lord, I believe that I'm a sinner. I believe that you're the Savior. At that moment, my friend, the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to their accounts, and they're forgiven. Their sins are completely washed away. The revelation of our pardon is found in Scripture. The result of our pardon is found in Scripture. You know, the result of pardon is forgiveness. It is the fact that our sins are washed away as far as the east is from the west. And let me just tell you something. If you're sitting here not fully convinced that you need to be saved, not fully convinced that you need this born-again thing or that you need Christ's pardon, I want to just simply tell you, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this room needs the pardon of Jesus Christ. Everybody needs a Savior, okay? More than we need other religious things and other religious experiences, we need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as our Savior. I heard about a little girl, Nancy, who was in her backyard, and she was putting a mound of dirt there in the back. She had dug a hole and was mounding the dirt up and patting it down, and her neighbor looked over the back fence and she was curious. She said, Nancy, what are you doing back there? Nancy patted the dirt a little more. She said, I'm burying my goldfish. My goldfish died. And the neighbor was concerned. She said, that is an awfully big mound for a goldfish. Nancy patted it some more. She said, that's because he's inside your stupid cat. Now, Nancy was a prime candidate for some forgiveness that day. And I dare say that all of us in this room have pulled some uh-ohs in our lives. We've done some things we shouldn't have done. We've had some thoughts we shouldn't have had. Been to some places we shouldn't have been. Seen some things we shouldn't have watched. The list goes on and on and on. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Don't you love that verse? Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through the Baptist church. Is that what it says? No. We shall be saved from wrath by being really, really good and getting baptized and knocking on doors. Is that what it says? No. It says we shall be saved from wrath through him. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, the pardon isn't given by a church, and the pardon isn't given by a pastor or a priest. The pardon can only be given by Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. He is the only perfect Son of God who shed his blood for our sin. So we see the result of our pardon is forgiveness, but I want you to notice finally the reception of our pardon. How does someone receive this pardon? I mean, how can someone have the forgiveness of sin, the knowledge of a home in heaven? How can that be something that we personally enjoy? How can we have the presence and the power of Christ in our lives every day? Well, I just want to share two very wonderful verses with you, and we'll be done. And I want you to think about these verses, and I want you to ask yourself, have you ever made this decision? John 1:12 first. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now let's read that one together, shall we? Ready to begin. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Isn't that wonderful? My friend, when someone will stop trusting in their family pedigree, their religious pedigree, their good works, what they've done, and all these things, and when they finally realize, you know what? All of this will not save me. But Lord, I want to receive you as my Savior. I put my faith in you to be my Savior. As many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And suddenly, by faith, your sins are forgiven, and you are a part of the family of God by receiving the only one who can wash your sins away, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, one more passage I want you to see in John 11:25. And these are the words of Jesus himself, and I want you to hear what he said. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now think of that last verse. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me. Now someone says, that's kind of a narrow path. It doesn't say if you believe in me or Buddha or Muhammad or yourself or something else. Jesus said, whosoever believeth in me. Why would that be such a narrow path? Again, because there is only one Son of God who shed his blood and who left the empty tomb. And he says, if you'll put your faith in me, you will be my child. You will have everlasting life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not perish, the Bible says, but shall have everlasting life, shall be saved. Oh, there's power today. There's plenty of power today in the blood of the Lamb to forgive the sins, to pardon anyone who will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today to hear the promises of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to experience the presence of Jesus Christ by receiving his pardon today, by calling out to him and saying, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I want to receive you as my personal Savior even today. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we just pause to thank you for the wonderful love that we experience on this day, for the joy that we experience because of the empty tomb.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College. Pastor Chappell is presently teaching a very encouraging and equipping series entitled Power for Life. You can receive this entire series on an MP3 CD, or you can download it when you visit our website at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. When you get to the website, you'll find a lot of resources that will help you in your walk with Christ and your spiritual growth. You'll find a complimentary daily devotional from Dr. Chappell. You'll find links to listen to recent broadcasts or to subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast. You'll find links to other resources, books, Sunday school curriculum, and other resources for local church ministry through our publications ministry, Striving Together Publications. There's a lot more to see at the website when you visit dailyintheword.org. I do hope that you'll prayerfully consider clicking on the Donate tab. When you click on that Donate tab, you'll have the opportunity to invest with us and to partner with us in the communication of the Word of God and the Gospel of Christ on more than 400 radio stations at home and around the world where people are hearing and responding to the Gospel of Christ. Your investment, even on the monthly basis, will go directly into airtime, and I hope you'll consider becoming a partner with us in the ministry of Daily in the Word. This month, we have a gift for you when you give us a gift of any amount. And you, when you decide to partner with us, we want to say thank you. Our way of saying thank you this month is Dr. Chappell's brand new book, 200-page paperback book on the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit. The book is entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Understanding the Spirit-Filled Life. If you're enjoying the content of this series, Power for Life, you will thoroughly enjoy Living Beyond Your Capacity. Whether you've been a Christian only a week or whether you've been a Christian for 50 years, this book is really about how the Christian life is meant to be lived. Living Beyond Your Capacity, it's a great read. You're going to want to give it to a friend or someone that you love, and we'll send it to you this month when you decide to give a gift of any amount to the ministry of Daily in the Word. One of the easiest ways to do that is to visit dailyintheword.org. If you prefer, you could give us a call toll-free. The number, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. When you call that number, we look forward to speaking with you, meeting your needs, and partnering with you in the ministry of the gospel and getting you Pastor Chappell's book, Living Beyond Your Capacity. If you'd like to write to us, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. As we wrap up today's edition of Daily in the Word, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with a word of personal greeting.
In the book of Acts, we read an amazing question, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? My friend, are you saved? Do you know today that heaven will be your eternal home? The Bible says, These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know,
And if you have never settled that issue, today could be the day of your salvation. If you believe that you are a sinner, as the Bible states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then right now I encourage you, friend, to stop and confess to the Lord your need as a sinner, your belief in Him as the perfect Son of God and as the Savior of the world. I encourage you to pray and ask Jesus Christ today to forgive your sin, to come into your life and be your personal Savior. And yes, at that moment, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Well, thank you, Pastor. And friend, thank you for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. Once again, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And don't forget, we are heading to Alaska in August of 2011. We would love for you to be a part of this life-changing and memorable adventure to Alaska with Christian friends. Join us for the Alaska cruise and find out more information about it at dailyintheword.org. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.